evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanono Kawande.
Tonight on Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we're talking about the relaxation of immigration rules in South Africa in connection with parents traveling with children.
To join our discussion, please phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the Live Talk Diaspora Forum. This evening, we're talking about new immigration rules in South Africa.
The South African government has relaxed rules relating to a parent traveling with a child without her partner. The government says there is no longer any need for parents to have affidavits showing that they are moving with their own children.
There's been an outcry over this issue, with some parents saying this will promote child trafficking.
And hundreds of children belonging to Zimbabweans are normally moved across the borders through the use of commuter omnibuses known as omalayicha.
To join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yebo kambe mahlabezulu lingalithola njani lapho likhona dina lapha ke siyaphila ye udaba esikhuluma ngalo namhlanje sikhangela konoko ke osokwenziwe lelizwe le South Africa elithi nxa ulomntwana ofisa ukuthi uhambe laye usuka kwele Zimbabwe kumbe usuka kwele South Africa kumbe useza konoko okufanayo unganelisa ukuthi uchaphe umngcele umntwana lo ongela incwadi zakhe eziveza ukuthi ngwakho. Kodwa kwemele phela ukuthi uphathe ipassport yomntwana, umntwana abebelayo ipassport. Singathi ke phambilini kade ngathi emuva kade kula khona ukuthi nxa uhamba lomntwana omunye ke umzali abhale incwajana ukuthi ay affidavit yokuthi umntwana ngowenu, ngakho ke umvumele ukuthi achaphe umngcele lawe. So ke likubona njani konke lokho? Sizwa abanye sibili bakhona nabathi lokho phela kuza kukhuthaza ukuthi abantwana bajontshwe ngabanye abantu. Siyabona ukuthi kulabanye abantwana bathi nxa bevela kwele South Africa bafaka umalayija uzokuthiwa nditshele umntanami egwanda, nditshele umntanami ePlumtree, nditshele umntanami ngaphi ngaphi. So ke akusoze yini khonoko kube inkalakatha yendaba yokuthi abantwana babe sebetshontshwa kwele South Africa kumbe kwele Zimbabwe bechatshiswa imngcele into ezinjalo. Ye, kunjalo kwanti
Dube. Urumende ye South Africa yakati iyo apachadiwa zvapo matsamba akawanda kana umwe wevabereki achifamba nomwana umwe mubereki pasina. Ndo nyaya yatoda kutarisa nhasi pa diaspora forum kuti murao uyu kana kuti kunyevenyurwa kwakaitwa mutemo uyu kuchabatsira here kana kuti kuchanetsa, nekuti pane vamwe vabereki vari kuti izvi zvichakonzera kuti vana vabiwe kana kuti vana vabudiswe munyika vachienda kune imwe nyika zvisina mvumo pakati pevabereki vari vaviri. Ndo nyaya yacho toda kutarisa iyoyeyo, nokuti pane vamwe vabereki vakadotanga kuridza mhere nenyaya iyi vachiti vana vachazopedzisira vabiwa. Zvikuru seka tikatarisa hedu ukama hwatinahwo, ukama hune Zimbabwe nenyika yeSouth Africa, ukama hune Zimbabwe nenyika yeBotswana, kuti ipapo pese apa pane vanhu vakawanda zvakadini vanobva kuZimbabwe vaakutogara mune dzimwe mune nyika yedzodzidzi. Saka nyaya yevana iyi yokunzi vanogona kufamba mubereko umwe chete pasina zvapotsamba inobva kuno umwe inyaya inonetsa, inobata vanhu vazhinji, nokuti vanhu vazhinji vane vana ivo vachigara kuSouth Africa kana kuti kunzvimbo yakaita sana Botswana. Ndo nyaya yatiri kuda kuti titarise nhasi idhuve.
Ye kunjalo ke zulukandaba uyakhuluma lapho kwande njalo siyazikwazi ukuthi abantu abaningi bangani bayakhulukhuluma ngodaba lolu so siyakwazi ukuthi kulo baba okuthiwa nomzana Ngqobotho Mabhena sike sakhuluma laye lapha ngodaba lolu wakhuluma sibili ukuthi hayi kungazani bakhona abantu angani kuyabahlupha khonokho wena kukuhlupha kanganani ukuthi umntanakho adlule lo munye wakho emngceleni engela khonokho okuthiwa i-affidavit kuyakukhathaza kuba ukukhathazi nxa le passport kwenele kumbe kuyafunakala ukuthi kube lokunye sifuna ukuzwa ngani asifuni ukuthi thina sikhuluma okuningi lina yini elikhulumayo zulukandaba so ke nxa ule foni yakho sifonele khona manje kunombolo ethi 001 202 619 2077. I'm told that we have got our first guest, and that is Miss Diana Zimbudzana. Welcome to the program, madam.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. So tell us about this issue. What's going on in terms of the new rules?
South Africa, after having put in place regulations that did not allow parents or parents to travel with minors, that is children below the age of 18, of 18, without the consent of both parents and an abridged death certificate, has now relaxed those regulations to allow then parents to travel with children without the need for an abridged death certificate. So that is where we are at the present moment.
How troublesome is that?
It was, for tourism, it really was troublesome because those in the tourism sector were complaining to the government even before the regulations were implemented, mm-hmm. that such regulations were actually hurting the tourism sector because then parents would not be able to travel to South Africa for tourism purposes if the child did not possess an unabridged certificate or there was no consent from the other parent of that child.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a troublesome issue, such that for years the tourism sector was complaining for this on this basis.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wande?
Saka kana makatarisa murawu zvakaitwa sokusunungurwa zvishomanana. Chamunoona sokuti chinganetse ipapa pachii chii chinogona kuitwa nemubereki umwe chete iko zvino izvi chavanga vasingakwanisi kuita murau usati wasunungurwa kudari
handitanga kupindura mubvunzo wokutanga sokuti chaningaona chinganetse chii infati chinganetsa ndechekuti chakakonzera kuti mutemo uvepo chaiva chokuti hurumende yesouth africa yaiti toda kudzivirira kutorwa kwevana zviri kusiri kupamutemo yainonzi child trafficking yekuti vana vanobiwa voenda vonotengeswa kune dzimwe nyika vachiitiswa chifambi kana kuti vourawa vachitorwa mitezo ichinoshandiswa mune zvakasiyana siyana saka vaida kudzivirira izvozvo saka izvozvo dambudziko iroro nekuti vareruka zvemutemo rinogona kuzotangazve kudzoka saka izvozvo zvinogona kuvepo izvozvo asi kuzve kune rimwe rutivi vaya vanoshanda kumatourism uku kwekushanyirwa uku vanenge vachifarawo kuti kuda vanhu vanouya kuzoshanya vachashanya vakawanda uye vachishanya nevana vavo saka zvino chikero chacho hachina kwachiri kunyanya kurerekera chiri kuti chikaenda kurutivi torekerazve kune rimwe rutivi
ko kana ndichifamba nemwana asiri wangu asi ari pakati pemakore ari kutaurwa iwayana ndisiri mubereki wemwana uyu pane chinodikamwa here kana kuti hazvichina mhosva zvese kuvabereki nevamwe vanhu vanenge vachifamba nevana
kana uchifamba nomwana asiri wako mutemo iyoyo unotokubata unofanira kupiwa mvumo nemubereki wemwana kuti uri kubvumidzwa kufamba nemwana iyeye nevabereki vake saka kana uri kufamba uri woga mwana nevabereki vake vaviri vabereki vacho vaviri vose vanofanira kunyokwa nyora aya anonzi maafidhavhiti aya vachitaura kuti tabvumira nhingi 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 chitupa chake chekati nhingi nhingi anogara pakati kuti afambe nemwana wedu izvozvo zvakangobvira zviripo kubvira nyange mutemo usati wachinjiwa kuti haungangofambi nomwana asiri wako usina kupiwa mvumo nevabereki vacho asizve zvandareva kuti chikero chacho hachina kunyanya kurerekera kurutivi rumwe kana kuti nerumwe rutivi kuda havo vaya vanenge voda kuita zvichitsotsitsotsi kuda vanoda vanonge vozogadzira havo mapepa avo enhema asi hatingatarisiri kuti zvinoda here asi kungoti kubvumirwa nemubereki wemwana ndo chinenge chinotodiwa nemutemo
pane zvinganetse here kuna vaya vatinoti masingle parents nenyaya iyi pane zvingavanetse here
wangu pano gona kuita zvinonetsa pamasingle parent. Chinonetsa ndechekuti single parent uyu akazoita single parent zvafamba sei. Nekuti mwana ngari single parent akapiwa akapiwa vana nedare mushure mekunge vasiyana nomumwe wake. Saka iyoyo mitemo inenge yakaitwa pano kuti kana dare chipa munhu mwana rinopari nemitemo yakati zvakati 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 kana kuti mwana afarire kuenda kwakati pasina mvumo yomwe mubereki. Kana kuti mwana hafana kugarisa kuno mumwe mubereki nguva yakareba zvakadai pasina mvume yemubereki. Saka izvozvo masingle parents iyayo uyauya anenge atorwa umwe single parent anogona kuti haizvo zvanaka ikai nditore vana vangu uyo watiza uya nawo kuno. Mumwe mubereki uya asara uko manje kuti achati nyangwe akati mhanya manje mutemo unogona kumuvhikira asi vana vacho havasipo. Saka pano mukawo dambudziko iroro rekuti vabereki vanenge vari voga kana pasina kunyatsa kuirirana kuti vana vanodi panogona kubuda mamatambudziko anosiyana siyana.
Aiwa tinotenda chazvo asi musabve pafoni tiri kudzoka kwamuri iko zvino izvi. Dube, I want you to understand how this would affect a single parent where letters from both might not be available. And she explained that it depends whether the single parent is official. In other words, was the parent given the children by the court, which would make it absolute that that particular parent has got absolute authority. But then there are those single parents who just have the children, and that would pose a bit of a problem in this regard. Here we have a caller.
Yes, we've got a second guest, and that is Mr. Ngaboto Mapena. He's the chairperson of an organization called Zimbabwean Community in South Africa. Mr. Mapena, welcome to the program.
Evening to you and evening to Future
7 listeners. Yes, abakhulu ke akusitshela ukuthi udaba lolu lokuthi umuntu sengachapha nje ihamba lomntwana khonapho nxa eyedwa omunye wakhe esele ngekhaya chapha umngcele kwele South Africa kambe kubamba njani abantu khonoko akube thusi.
Umthetho kumbe okukhulunywe ngukhulumende weSouth Africa khathesi ukuthi nxa umuntu efuna ukuhamba lomntwana kasadingeki ukuthi efike eborder akhiphe lokho ama-supporting documents ama-affidavit nama-birth certificate kodwa kumele aphathe i-passport yomntwana njengoba vele umuntu kumele aphathe i-passport nxa efika engceleni. Kodwa-ke i-statement esitshoye uhulumeni weSouth Africa bathi bona lawo ma-document kungenzeka nxa kulokunye okusolisayo e-border bawacele lawo ma-document. Yikho bayaxwayisa ukuthi loba ama-document leyo kumbe incwadi lezi bengasadingakali kakhulu kodwa umzali nxa yahamba akaziphathe ukwenzela ukuthi kungaba lokunye ongani nje kawuhambe kuhle ongani kufuna ukuthi kuchasiswe bazadayisela lezi ncwadi usifonise zona. Kodwa kawusonto esithi yona nxa unganazo lezi ncwadi akungeke usahamba lo mntwana.
Kodwa abantwana basoze betshontshwe yini njengoba sokunjalo?
Luhlupho le indaba yokutshontshwa kwabantwana yindaba ehluphayo ngoba bakhona abantu abavele betshontshe abantwana, bakhona abantu abasebenza ukutshontsha ama-passport abanye abantwana. Abantu futhi kwezinsalo babetshontsha abantwana babadlulisa eceleni emngceleni bayabhadala amapolisa abantwana bephakathi kwemota bengangeni phakathi bayesebenzisa ama-passport lokho kuhlala kusenzakala. Kodwa uhlupho avele uvele lukhona ukuthi nxa ngingumzali ngihamba lomntwana umama womntwana engekho kuba nzima ngoba kuyabe kufuneka kube nama-affidavit kokusiba nzima abantu abaningi kubatananzelela ukuthi abantwana abaningi bahlala nabogogo emakhaya abazali besebenza eGoli. Abantu ngathi bebuya ngapha besofuneka lawo ma-affidavit abazali bengasakwenza lawo ma-affidavit lokho kuyancedisa ekuthini abantwana badlule kuhle eborder nxa kuyukuthi akhiwe indlela yokutshontsha abantwana. Kodwa lapho ukutshontsha abantwana ngenye indlela futhi okumele ikhangelisiswe thina futhi njengasingabazali sike siyibone ukuthi singavimba njani ukuthi abantwana bengatshoni.
Yes, siyawuza kakhulu. Sicela ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana mnumzana. So okay, what is saying Mr. Mfowethu? He's saying that parents are actually encouraged to carry some documents with them. Mm-hmm. In case of emergency, you know, some extra documents like, you know, some affidavits and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a regulation now that they should do it. And she says there are fears that there could be some kind of child trafficking, and many people are concerned.
Yeah.
So I guess we've got to call
like the lady said that this might also, you know, restart this whole problem all over again.
Yes, so we've got a caller one day.
Okay.
Take the caller.
Yeah, Muripo, you're a partner?
Muripo, Magali.
I want to know you. What's your name?
Muripo, Aaron Saidi, Harare, Zimbabwe.
Ah, Magali, Zenyu.
Ah, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm not going to
talk to you. Ah, wakwese kwese. Tiba tire unifungwa zenu panya ya hii. Ka namuri mbereki nyangu. Yenyu musiru mbereki. Muna iwona senya ya hii.
Ai nyaya ndo yona iri nyaya kana kachose. Nekuti vana vanga vapera edu. Vana vanga vapera. Saka ndirikuona kuti nyaya iyi nyaya kana kachose nyaya inogona kuve ichibatsira kune munhu ari wese. Kuti vana vave vachichengetedzeka.
Saka munoti vana vanga vapera kana muchiti vana vanga vapera munorevei?
Nekuti vamwe vana vaiti vakaenda wozondozinzi vana kuno last time yekune vamwe vakaita accident inzi vana vanga vari mukombi yamaraiti havazodii zvazodii saka zvinhu zvacho hazvizobuda manje.
Saka kana vachinzi hapachadiwa magwaro zvinobatsira sei panyaya yamuri kutaura?
Zvinobatsira kuti mubereki anokwanisa kuenda nevana vake. Nekuti vabereki vaiomerwa kuti akwanise kuprocesa magwaro emwana ozodii ozodii anenge akaomerwa zvisingaite saka otanga atirega nditungamire ndatungamira ndoziva kuti mwana anga achiita wokutumirwa saka patiri kutaridza kuti zvinhu zvakanaka chose zvaitika.
Saka munofara henyu nechirongwa chitsva icho chichi chemitemo uyu?
Aiwa, ichi chirongwa tiri kufara nacho.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo, tinotenda zvikuru. Amaizi mbudzana muripo?
Wangu ndiripo.
Pane message yasvika manje pano apa ichitaura nezvamataura ichiti muri kutaura zvine njere chaizvo. Muripo?
Ndiripo.
Okay. Ari kurumbidza kuti zvamuri kutaura zvinhu zvakanaka chose asi dambudziko rokufamba nevana asina mapepa akakwana inokonzerwawo navabereki. Murume chaiye anotoudza mudzimai wake kuti auye nevana asi vachiziva kuti vese havana mapepa akakwana. Ndoona sokuti kuda pane pakusanzwisisa kuti nyaya iyi haisiri nyaya mapassports. Handiti
ongu mapassports anotodikanwa kuti munhu afambe achienda kunyika yevamwe, unotoda passports. Zvanga zvakaitwa nehurumende yesouth africa ndezvekuti kana waifamba aitakura passport yake unotakura certificate rake guru riya rinotadza mazita emai zita ramai nezita rababa wotakura affidavit kana uri mubereki mumwe chete ranyorwa nomumwe mubereki asipo pakufamba kwamaita nemwana muchitaura mubereki uye achitaura kuti ini nhingi ndabvumira nhingi wangu uyu kuti afambe nemwana kana kuti mai vemwana kuti vafambe nemwana wangu kuenda kusouth africa kwenguva yakati kana kuzondishanyira kana kunoshanyira mumwe munhu zvichidaro. Saka chavabvisa havana kubvisa passport pamwana inotodiwa, vangobvisa affidavit iyaya nekufamba nebirth certificate rakareba riyariya ndozvavabvisa, asi passport inenge iripo.
Ya, tinotenda kuti matsanangura ipapo nekuti iyi imeseji yabva kuna vaCrispin Manganda. Ndinoona hangu sokuti vaita sokuvhenganisa mapepa emabirth certificate ari kutaurwa nenyaya yemapassports. Saka ndinoemba kuti vaManganda vanzwisisa tsananguro yamapa. Yes, Dube. One of our viewers, I think, he confused the issue of the birth certificate
and
the travel document, the passport.
Mm-hmm.
So he is rejoicing that this is helpful because the children now can join their parents anytime.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he missed the point that they are talking about documents like birth certificates or a letter from the
other parent.
Yes, mm-hmm. Not the passport. The passport still remains a requirement.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So, Mr. Mbena, i-passport lapa iloki funangala. Ubatje labantu sibili kuti uhamba njani. Ngoba kanya ngazani, abantu abanye bathi i-passport inxa yabe ngasafunakali. Akubatje. Baba Mbena, ukonekti ngwani? Baba Mbena, uyangizwa yini? Kanya ngazani Baba Mbena, ucingo lwakhe. Bengani ukhona nje, ngingazuthi sokuhamba njani. Ngwana samuzwa kuhle. Is ukuthi ungayimchina yethu imenjani isongani ke umchina uma nje umqando so ke sizathi simdinge so ke let me go back to Zimbuzana. So at the end of the day there is this issue, Miss Zimbuzana, in Zimbabwe where there are so many children that are born in South Africa and they are of parents of Zimbabwean origin, so now they always put them in omnibuses called Omalaija and they always take them across the borders without proper documents. So this is the way that they've been doing things, and they may continue doing it. So now, what is the difference now? Because this law is a law, of course, but they've been doing things before that.
Yeah, it should not be encouraged. Actually, as I speak to you now, I just received a message that in Northwest, where I live, there are about 30 children, but I have not been able to confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
We have been found in a truck without proper documents. And there was a case recently which even went as far as the High Court about 12 children who were found in a truck. They were being, and that is the child trafficking that we were talking about. They were being transported to Cape Town by Umalaija. And that is not safe, because then when that happens, how do you know that this Umalaija person is trustworthy enough to then be able to bring your child to you or not? Because what if he changes his mind and finds some people along the way who offer him more money and say, sell us these children? That can also happen. So we need to guard against such things. I would recommend our parents, if they want their children to travel safely, they must then obtain travel documents, a passport for the children. And then they go and speak with them, the buses, and say, I would like you to transport my child. Because it's the same thing is done with flights. You can fly your child from here, South Africa, all the way to Washington, but you just can't fly that child. You then make an arrangement with the airline to say, my child is traveling to Washington, and they are going to be, so-and-so is going to be at the airport to pick them up. You do the same thing with the buses, because the buses are then given permits to fly the Zimbabwe, South Africa route. So if anything happens, you know how to report. You actually go with concrete evidence and say, this is the bus where I put my child and my child is now missing. Whereas if you put your child on Umalaija, if that person then decides to disappear, you have very little recourse through the law of then addressing that issue. So we do not encourage parents. I know that things are very difficult in Zimbabwe, and sometimes to raise enough funds to obtain a passport is a challenge. But it is better to then try and sacrifice if the parent really feels the child needs to be in South Africa with him, so that then that child travels safely with a passport. Because we also have issues of children who are then forced by amagumaguma at the border to travel through the river, the Limpopo River. It's also not safe. You've got children who are as young as 6 who are then going to cross through a crocodile-infested river. And then after they've crossed, they then walk through the dark, through a national park with lions and hyenas. It's not safe. So it is better then to sacrifice the money that we have. We try to make sure that our children obtain travel documents, and then they travel the legal way.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller right now. Caller, kunjani baba? Hello, Magadi.
Eh, tibatsire one pfungwa dzenyu panya yai.
Ya, ma tshiwa zvaitwa South Africa, ndipona zvakanaka. Nokuti atanga tichambudzika kana tida kuenda nevana ndiindega nekupanga pa zvaingoda uine zvinhu zvese bhozi kana dai ndichifamba nebhesi yekuketi nemwana vanhu ndaikwanisa kurivasa saka kana ndarivasa inogona kutambudzika futi ndinotsvaga rini saka kana ndichikwanisa kufamba nepasipoti yake chete ne kana neafidavit ka zvinonga zviri nani bhozi mamwe madhokumendi inonga akachengeta ari ku
ya saka asi handiti ndinokumbira kuti kana makupindura mubvunzo wangu mutaurise zvishoma nekuti tiri kukunzwirai kure kure asi munoona here kuti nyaya iri kutaurwa panapa ndiya mabirth certificate kana kuti tsamba inobva kuno umwe mubereki ichishandiswa neumwe mubereki achifamba nemwana haisiri nyaya yamapasipots munonyatsokupanzwisisa ipapo kuti ndo pane mutsauko saka imimi kana takatarisa zvaitwa izvi chinokufadzai pazviri ndechipi uye zvine mhaka yei
ya chinondifadza pazviri ndechekuti ndakukwanisa kuti kana ndiine mwana akaiirira ndinokwanisa kuenda naye mumwe wangu undinyorere afidhaviti kana ndiiega pane kuti ndifambe neafidhaviti nei nebest certificate saka kana ndichingada kukwanisa kungofamba neafidhaviti pasina best certificate ndichishandisa pasipoti zvonga zvakanaka
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo nemashoko enyu tinotenda zvikuru ndodzoka kwamuri amai zimbudzana muripo
hongu ndiripo
ya mambotaura kuti zvanzi imimi munotya kuti kuda pamwe kunyemunyudzwa kwaita mutemo uyu kungangokozera futi iya tinoti child trafficking kuti idzoke chamungade kuona government hurumende yekusouth africa ichiita chii kumeka shuwa kuti uku vachirerusa zvinhu vanomekawo shuwa kuti kurerusa kwavaita kwa hakusi kuzora musuo wekuti vana vazobiwa vachiindiswa kwavasingafaniri kuenda zvisiri pamutemo ya taurai
zvinongodiwa ndechekuti mapurisa emuno musouth africa aite basa ravo nemazvo iri ragara ritori dambudziko ratinochema chema naro isusu tinomirira zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe nedzimwe nyika naivowo vanhu vemuno musouth africa vanochema chema kuti mapurisa edu aya dzimwe dzenguva haanyatsokuita zvakanaka pamitemo apa vanobvuma kuzopiwa chioko muhomwe aya asi handireve kuti vese ndoreva kuti vamwe vacho vanobvuma kupiwa chioko muhomwe saka kana apiwa chioko muhomwe paya paya nyaya yangotsikwa tsikwa unonzwa nyaya dzekunzi madhokota ashayikwa zvinyi zvinyi saka isi tiri kuti aiwa zvehurumende kana aisa mutemo wakadai kuti ichitidzivirira isusu vabereki nevana kuti pasava nechinowanikwa ngaitotevedzera mutemo wayo mapurisa oseenza zvakanaka kuti kana pachinge paine nyaya inenge yanzi yakati yakadai yamhangarwa nyaya iyi inokwanisa kutogwa igonyatsotariswa zvakanaka yoonekwa kunzi tazoona zvakadai zvakadai vana vaya vawanikwa ndo chikuru chachishida ichocho kana tabva kumapurisa tinenge takatarisirawo vaya vaya vanoita nezvekumatare vatinoti maprosecuta vaya kutiwo vamire mire chaizvo vachimira kuti vaprosecute nyaya dzakadai kuti vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva vana muchuchizi vaya vanhu vanenge vapara mhosva ava kana vachinge vabatwa nyaya yavo ikaenda kumatare hainokandwi panze pedare ichinzi ha tashayiwa umbowo hwakakwana iye zvino nhasi chaenda anitoverenga nyaya yemwe anga anochengetedza uswa nei nei pachikoro kusoweto uko anonzi groundsman uya akapomerwa mhosva yekubata vana vanopfuura makumi matatu asi nyaya yacho yakandwa kunze kwedare nhasi achinzi vachuchisi vatadza kuuya neumbowo hwakakwana hwokuti nyaya iidi itongwe ibudirire saka izvozvo zvino tikaita nyaya dzakadaro dzakawanda ka vaya vaya vanotyora mutemo vaya vanotoona kuti apa pava zvinekeneka apa ndikatyora mutemo wangu ini ndogona ngoibuda nyaya yacho saka handingatyi izvozvo ndo zvatoda kuti hurumende yesouth africa itevedze vanhu vasungwe kana vachinge vapara mhosva uye nyaya dzavo dzitongwe dzisiirire
ya mazvita murambe enyu muri parunare miss zumbodzana says while they appreciate while they appreciate the loosening of the regulations, they are also calling on the South African government to ensure that the police do their work accordingly so that these children can be protected.
Now, I've got a caller on the line. Salbonan, ma'am.
Salbonani.
Ninjani.
Ikhona ninjani ndina.
Siyaphila, sondela efonini yakho ukuthi sizwe mnandi.
Yebo baba, sondele.
Yawu bonike, akutsho ukuthi igama ngubani, mama?
Nini igama? Esperinube.
Mhm. Yebo, ulubona njani udaba lolesixoxa ngalo?
Kuzanga luphudaba bengalalelanga mhlawumbe.
Oye, udaba lolungo lokuthi abantwana nxa behamba lomzali oyedwa sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphe kwele South Africa kumbe ungena kwele South Africa kumbe uphuma kuthwele umntwana le passport kuphela engalalokho kuthiwa ngama affidavits. Kuqala kade kufunakala ukuthi kube lama affidavits atshengisela ukuthi omunye umzali uvumile ukuthi ungahamba lomntwana. Aha.
Udaba lolu nxa ngithi ngiyalulalelisisa ngiyalulandelela udaba oluhle kakhulu osolukhulule abantu ukuthi bahambe labantu ababo bekhululekile. Njalo siyayibongela kakhulu li inkuthazo eyenzakeleyo ngoba abantwana kade bethola nzima abanye kade besalela ukuhamba bengelama-afidavit kuvele ungachaphi lo mntwana. So siyabonga lokho okwenzakeleyo ukuthi kusisiwe khonokho kwe-afidavit.
So ubona ngazani abantwana baseze betshontshwe yini phela into lezi yahlupha lezi?
Hayi, ukuthi umuntu angatshontshwa ngumzali wakhe phela kulapha kulo mzali angabe ngubaba angabe ngumama. Nxa umntwana angabe entshontshwe ngumama angabe entshontshwe ngubaba usezandleni ezihlambulukileyo phela.
Kulo munye ye qhubeka mama qhubeka
ukuthi akekho engozini nxa kuyukuthi uthethwe ngumama nxa kunesiqinikeliso sibili sokuthi one of the parents nguye othethe umntwana angibone ukuthi kungayesabela kangakanani.
Ye lalela lapha-ke uthi uJethro Ndlovu uthini usibhalele lapho umlayezelo uthi khona kuzaba nenkinga enkulu kumazimbabweans azele lama-South Africans ngoba nxa sebeyehlukene ethandweni lapha omunye uyathatha abantwana achaye phansi labo siye eZimbabwe nakho kuhlupha khona
khonapho umntwana anto uyabe ngokababa kumbe uyabe ngokamama
ngathi ngabantu bobabili
ozabethetha umntwana ngumama kumbe ngubaba
singasikhonapho
nxa ethethwe ngumama noma ethethwe ngubaba wachaya phansi waye eZimbabwe nxa ethethwe ngubaba umntwana uyabe ekibo phela.
Aha. Kodwa konoku nxa ukuthi engxa sebehlukene kukhanya kungahlupha uze kuthiwa lo unika umntwana lo kanikwa ngumntwana so kungeke kwahlupha khonokho.
Kodwa mina nxa kubuya umzukulu wami elethwa ngumntwana ma ngumfana yajabula kakhulu.
So ke ye qhubeka
ngoba nxa kunjenje umntwana ezazalwa eSouth Africa enguzelwe ngumntana ma ungumfana angabi lelungelo lokuzafika ngapha uzafuna ama-afidavit lami khonokho akungeke kwamphatha kabi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mama phosele okucina khonapho.
Ye hayi asithembeleneni abazali umama lobaba bangathathelani abantwana kube lesivumelana phakathi kwabo bobabili ukuthi umntwana angaya eZimbabwe umntwana angaya eSouth Africa ngibona ngani nguye baba lohlupho olungako khonapho.
Ye so ke nxa ukuthi singavala lawe khonapho utsho wena ukuthi uthe uyakuthakazelela sibili kakhulu lokhu njalo ubona ngazani abantwana basoze betshontshwe bangatshontshwa ke mama
ukuthi bangantshontshwa anti umthetho ukhona umsakazi.
Aha.
Ye siyaya emthethweni ukuthi sibonisane ukuthi umntwana usejongile njalo umntwana nxa esesisemthethweni umntwana kusamele adingakala azotholakala ukuthi untshontshwe njani.
Awuboni ke ntombi endala sibonge kakhulu ungadina lokusasa.
Nathi sibongile tsayeli ngithinta msakazi.
Hayi siya kutinta mama sibonge kakhulu. Yes, so Miss Ncube is saying here that she likes what the South African government has done. Mm. And she says if ever there is some trafficking, or maybe let me say if one parent decides to run away with the kid somewhere, mm. she says anyway, it will be up to those parents to take the matter to the police.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She says they have to follow certain kind of rules mm. and regulations of a country yeah. like South Africa.
Yes.
So I'm told that Mr. Mapena is back. Maybe you can pose a question yeah. to him.
Before I go to Mr. Mabena, mm-hmm. there is a message from Boas Jayaguru, mm-hmm. Who is saying that, passport pacharo rora kutakuti mwanande wani. Wa Jayaguru, ndo satawuzo wapakutanga tishitanga pachurongwa, kuti aisiri nyaya ma passport, inyaya yemvumo yokufamba ne mwana. Mwana unufana kupane passport, apana anenga asingazive kuti mwanande wani. Asipani kipachidi watsamba inora kitza kuti vabereki vasi vari vaviri vabvumirana kuti mwana aende parwendo. Saka ndinoemba kuti papa apa hapano kugona kutsanangurirai nekuti message yenyu yataona panapa inoita sekuti yakaendana padivi penyaya iri mudariro.
Mm-hmm.
Vama Bena muripo?
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine, Mr. Mbena. I'm fine.
Hello.
Yes. We were listening to Mrs. Mbuzana earlier on, who was trying to, who tried to explain to us what she would expect the government of South Africa to do to guarantee or maybe to keep an eye on the children whose freedom of movement has been sort of enhanced by this regulation. Do you see that the South African police and the courts are well equipped to deal with the fallout from this kind of loosening of the regulation?
While looking after the children is the responsibility of us as parents,
yes.
Because what is happening is that, particularly now, because it's school holidays, parents that are working in South Africa and their children go to school in Zimbabwe, they then ask Omanaita or bus drivers to bring along their kids. Some of these kids, they normally come without documents. So it has to be the responsibility of a parent to say, if my child in Zimbabwe join me, I have to ensure that my child has got a passport, ensure that my child is accompanied, so I go and pick up my child for my relative who's looking after the child, the grandmother or someone who I can bring the child to South Africa. Joins me in South Africa. So the issue of a child to strangers with this currency. The issue which the government says is that because if the grandmother of the child brings the child, it now waivers all those documents that were required in terms of affidavits and so forth, or if one parent is bringing the child or traveling with the child, the requirements are now waivered, and you can now simply use the first one. The government encourages that.
I think the phone is cutting, so maybe Mr. Mabena, we'll call you back very shortly because our phone is cutting. So, within the next 5 minutes or 2 minutes, we'll call you back. So, basically, nje okanye kusobala lapha, ikuthi hey abantu bakuthazelela lokhota abanye bangani bakusola kunjalo wanti.
Ine zvakawanda kumativi kwese. Tikatarisa mafambiro anoita vanhu kuZimbabwe vachienda kuSouth Africa topa somufananidzo. Pane kufamba kwakawanda, vabereki vazhinji vari kuSouth Africa vane vana vari kuZimbabwe, vabereki vazhinji vari kuZimbabwe vane vana vari kuSouth Africa. Saka apa pachada kuti kana ari mapurisa vanoita basa nomoyo wese, because freedom yavapo yokufamba. Asi zvatagara chingoona kwenguva yakareba ndezvekuti vanhu vanofamba zviri pamurayiro havana problem. kune vanhu nevana vanofamba zvisiri pamurayiro ndokuona sokuti kuda pamwe ipapapa ndopacha pachabuda problem.
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was just pointing out that the ones who stand to benefit are those who are traveling legally with or without both parents.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem still persists on those children who are made to move from one country to another without proper documentation or like they say, illegally.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether we still have any guest that is on the line, but it appears as if we don't have anyone. I think we've got some challenges with our phones here, but we're going to call them back within the next few minutes. So there are some people who are coming on board here, and one of them is James, who says, you know what, gentlemen, the problem that we have is that Zimbabweans will always do whatever they think is necessary to transport their kids from one place to the other. Yes, ya kuzwa kukhuluke konapo. Pepe Dube, kunjani Pepe, siyakubonti ukonekte ngwani, wangachona njani lapho khona. Akutsho wena ukuthi ulibona njani udaba lolu, Pepe Dube, usibhalele sibili, siqoqene phela sibanengi. So, do you have any messages there on Facebook, Baba Wande? Ule message kona.
Yes, but this one wants to. It's one of the listeners who wants to be called up.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a message from one of this thing. Mm-hmm. Let me look.
Yeah. Okay. So this while thing, Mr. Wanda is looking,
ulomnyo
futu baba lapa uti umakie. Umakie uti ya kunzi masivile mpilwe ni sipone ngazani kuna kwenzwe lilizwe le South Africa kungani kungasinatisa. So ke ukuthi sithatha abantu bethu besuka khona ngale tsholotsho abanye besuka khona ngale ke endaweni ezijeneyo ukuthi sibahambise lapha abafuna khona. So singazi ukuthi kodwa kuza sinceda yini kodwa sicabangela ukuthi abantu bethu bangepiwa bangatshontshwa phela ikakubhalayo lapha. So singazi ukuthi silobani icingweni khonapho sithi caller, how are you? Any caller on the line? I don't think we've got a caller at all. So now if you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat the number again, 01-202-619-2077. Yes, siyabona njalo ukuthi abantu lapha bakhuluma, bakhuluma ngokunengi. Singazi Mr. Wande, ukhona ukuthi kule message kulapha Mr. Wande, kumbawula. So kanyazana Wande, lokhu sadinga. Umlayezelo esithi ngathi singawufunda khona manje. Nxa sisikhangela ke abantu abahlala eZimbabwe baningi kakhulu and ukwenza ukuthi babe baningi ukuthi umnotho welizwe leZimbabwe sokulesikhathi ulokhu bhidlika kancane kancane. Abanye abantu balanda ukuthi bayedinga imisebenzi, abanye bebalekela ugangadwa ngolo owayengumongameli uhulumente wakhe kamongameli uRobert Mugabe. So ngizokuthela ubaba Mabhena sephendukile lapha ecingweni. Mabhena kunjani? Uyangizokuhla kathesa.
Ngiyabuza baba Duma.
Yeah, so akutsho ke Mabhena ukuthi njengoba ke sokunje okwamanje sokukhanya ngazani sokuvunyelwa konke lokhu kuzaphela yini ubaba Malaitha?
Okwamalaitha kakusoze kuphele ngoba abantu vele lokhu benga-applyi abantu ababo ama-passport lokuthi esakunanzelelayo ikakhulu abantwana baye babanjwa e-North West Province sathola ukuthi kulo mntwana owene-2 years owayephathiswe omanayeja. Lokho kuzaphela nxa abazali babantwana bengaphathisi abantu ababo ebantwini abangaphasiyo kumbe bengaphathisi abantwana kubomanayeja, kulapho kunohlupho khona.
Singathi sicela ukufaka konke ngesikhiwa sibili kuzithi kulabanye abantu abangani bangakuzwa kuhle sibili kubeke ngendlela okubeke ngayo.
What this regulation means is that a person now can travel with the child using a passport without necessarily carrying all the other documents that were required, affidavits and so forth. But our experience is that because the parents work in South Africa, they normally ask public transport operator to accompany their kids. You find that a public transport operator, whom we call Omalayan, will be having about more than 20 kids or so who are coming to join their families. We are calling on every parent to take responsibility of their children, not to give their children to strangers. If you want your child to come and join you in South Africa or in Botswana, please make sure that either the guardian of the child brings the child to South Africa, or you simply cross to Zimbabwe and go and pick up your child and bring your child to South Africa so that it becomes safer. Because it is, cannot be good for you to have a 2-year-old child being given to a bus driver to accompany them to South Africa. It cannot be correct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Do you have a question for Mr. Mpena?
I understand.
Oh, kuthiwa sile khola ke ecingweni lapha wathi sizwe. Mfowethu kunjani? Kume ngumama, salibonani. Yebo, yebo, linjani ecingweni?
Yebo, baba. Hayi, ayisine ngangikhuluma.
Kunjani wema?
Kekho.
Ye, kunjani wema?
Yena ngiphilile.
Ibizo mbani?
Usihle Ndlovu.
Nguma Ndlovu kumbe ngunkosikazi Ndlovu?
Unkosikazi kaNdlovu.
Right, unkosikazi kaNdlovu. Akusitshele ukuthi konoko sokuthathwe isinqumo lesi esokuthi umuntu sengathatha umntwana wakhe azidlulele nje emngceleni umntwana ephethe ipassport. Kunalokho ukuthi kudinga i-affidavit ukuthi kambuyise utheni, kambunini utheni. Ubona njani konoko?
Hayi, akukuhle kakhulu okuyinto konoko okwenziwayo.
Indaba.
Akusikho sibili.
Indaba.
Ngoba nje abantu sikeze sokukhokha into eziningi sokudinga ukuthi uye emahofisini yedinga lokhu lalokhu. Kanti kulokuthi abantwana bazidlulele.
Hayi, kathi sibela sebevunyelwa ukuzidlulela. Bavunyelwa sibili ukuthi badlule. Kodwa kumele umntwana abe le-passport. Abe le-passport. So lokhana kwama-affidavit lokhana akusela ndaba. Akusekho. Yehe.
Ngoba sofuza umntwana azidlulele.
Ye, umntwana nxa wena ungumzali, umntwana ole minyaka engaphansi kwevunyelwayo. Anti uyabe uzihambela lomntana wakho. Kuqala kade kumele udinge ama-affidavit, ubaba akubhalele incwadi ukuthi mina ngivumele unkosikazi wami ukuthi achaphe lo mntana wami adinde emapholiseni, right? Kathese akusadingakali konke lokho. Nxa kukuthi wena ulo mntana wakho yelese ngumajority, uhambe lo majority wakho lizikrosele nje eborder, likholisa umntwana as long as ele passport.
Wo saka kufuze sidlule. So lapha na libuza ukuthi ku wrong kumbe ku right.
Ye, ku wrong kumbe ku right ini ukuthi kathesi sokumele ukuthi uzidlulele lo mntana wakho kodwa ele passport kuphela. Ungasela ama affidavit lana.
Kuhle phela nxa sokunjana, akusadingi into eziningi, kuhle phela.
Kade lingakakuzwa yini?
Hayi, kade lingakakuzwa vele, ngithe ngiyavula i-red hayi yara, kade ngekezwa vele azange ngizwe lutho.
Ngilo baba uMabhena lapho osebenza imisebenzi enje. Akumbuzi ukuthi vele kuhamba njani. Akumbuzi size. Uza kuphendula kona. Umbuzi.
Ngicela ngichasisele baba Mabhena ngendaba yenaleyo bakithi. Ngoba omama sithele nzima endleleni la.
Mr. Mabhena ukhona ecingweni? Umphendule umama ngamafitshane. Uthi akumchasisele ukuthi kathi sokuhamba njani. Bengakwazi phela udaba lolu kumama.
Uhulumende we-South Africa uthi khathesi uma uhamba lo mntwana kumele uthwale kuphela i-passport yo efunakala e-board. Lokhuya ukuthi uhambe wenza ama-affidavit, uthwala ama-birth certificate, akusadingakali. Kodwa bathi ungawathwala lawo maphepha ukwenza ukuthi nxa kungaba lokunye abakucabangelayo bewacele lawo maphepha abe khona. Kodwa ngase-your requirement nxa ufika e-accountant ithatha i-passport. Ufika laphana ku-immigration officer, umqhubele i-passport njengomzali, umqhubele i-passport yomntwana, balikhela ama-passport, balinike amalanga elifuna ukuthi liwahlale e-South Africa. Kawusadingakali ukuthi uqhubele u-immigration officer, umqhubele i-affidavit, umqhubele nama-birth certificate abantwana.
Nako-ke Mrs. Ndlovu. So uzathi kuzwe ngobani?
Ngizathi ngizwe ku studio 7.
Uzatshela abantu bangaki manje?
Ah, vela abaningi.
Manje ule Facebook page kumbe into enjalo uhle ebhala kathesi inkosikazi Dlomo. Uthi nguzwe ngapi ngapi sokunje sokunje, eh?
Ah, ngiyangalalwazi la ngkhona.
Ehhe. Hayi sibonge kakhulu ukuthi ubuyile emsakazweni. Utshele labanye phela umama.
Ngiyajabula shuwa kungena emsakazweni. Ngibibele.
Phosela ukucina sibili, phosela ukucina phela namhla siyakunika ithuba lokuthi ukhulume okufisayo. Khuluma mama.
Nami ngiyabonga sibili umsakazo weStudio 7 sibili esihluzela izindaba ezimnandi ezinje. Akade singakulindele ngithi waye phambili ngakho sibili amacebo anje ngoba ezindleleni lapha sithwele nzima sibili kade kunzima namhlanje sokulula siyabonga kakhulu elisenzela khona.
Awuboni ke eStudio 7 uyazi ubani lo bani?
Ah, eStudio atunga myeni.
Ehhe, lo bani futhi.
So that is Mrs. Ndlovu.
She's very happy that she came on board today and talked something. She didn't know about this program. And so, lucky enough, there was Mr. Mapena to explain. So she says she's very happy. Because initially she was saying, it's very difficult to cross with the kids because you need this, you need that. And they said, no, regulations have changed. So my son, my parent to explain and all those kind of things. She's happy that she came on Studio 7 and she knows certain fellows, right?
Yes.
If her names, the names that she's announcing or talking about, it's a bit complicated.
Yeah.
But she attempted to say in Tukamili and said it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go ahead.
Yeah, I am... I'm interested in the kind of reactions that people are having because it is a situation that could not be ignored. There is a lot of movement between, in this case, Zimbabwe and South Africa.
Mm.
And this is going to assist a lot more than it is going
to. Let's go to Mr. Mabena to explain some of those things.
Yeah. Yes. Mr. Mabena.
Yes.
I was just trying to tell Dube here that this new regulation is going to assist more than it's going to hurt. But still, we still remain with the fact that a lot of the children also, without documentation, proper documentation, are going to be caught in between.
Maybe before you finish with Mr. Mapena, we've got another caller. Just 1 minute.
Can you hold on? Can you hold Mr. Mapena? Hold on, please.
Let's go to this caller. Sabona, ma'am.
Yes.
Hello, madam. How are you?
Hello, Diripo. I'm Magadiko.
Diripo, tell us now one day.
Passport, but every time I have a post, I keep into a new coat.
Ireshoko kurucha iso. Yeah, aiwa, mai mnyarazi tinotenda na mashoko yenyu nezvamabatsira nazvo zvikuru tinotenda chaizvo.
Aiwa maita yenyu tinambotaura mustudio makore ese ndinongofora ndisingambode ndifoni.
Ah, nhasi.
Yadzisaizvo esime hozomboibwa kuti yataurwa kupi.
Nhasi. Nhasi mazviwana musaregera
ku. Ndazviwana pamara chaizvo.
Tokona pati chinzwa kwamuri murambe muchitiudza tichikufonerai.
Mhm.
Yeah. I want to know tender. My Minyaradzi
is happy again.
Yeah. Very happy.
Yes.
She is very, very thankful to the South African government for loosening this regulation because, you know, there was always problems with the spouses.
Especially those that have separated.
When she's striving to care for the children. And the children are back in Zimbabwe. So she's very, very happy about this happening.
Mm-hmm.
But she's also urging other parents to get passports for their children.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Which is very, very important considering, like we mentioned before, the movement of traffic, the movement of people between these two countries. So she's urging other parents to get the passports for their children so that they can also benefit through this regulation.
And she also mentioned something
and security,
like you
well.
Know, whenever there are two parents that have divorced, it was difficult.
It was difficult
for
yes.
somebody to go to that person to say, "Give me some affidavits." Now, Pepe Dube writes on Facebook. This is Vio Indebele. She says, "This is a positive development because previously some parents were taking advantage of the former enforcement, so which means some parents were actually, you know." Gaining something out of the previous kind of arrangement.
It was, yeah.
Then ubaka chizani uyapala lapa uti siyabonga shua sebenze kwaba lula ekuhambeni kwabantu. So ubaka chizani saying now it's easy for people to travel if that's the case, which is the case here. So now let's go to Mr. Ngabuto Mapena. Mr. Mapena, you know, when we look at some of these issues, can we say that at the end of the day, this is going to benefit a lot of people? And if there is some benefit, which people are going to benefit out of it?
When the parents are going to benefit in that, particularly single parents in that, they will not have the hassle of looking for another parent to get the affidavit. So if the child is in your custody or, I mean, if you stay with the child, you can simply take their passport and travel with them. So a lot of parents are going to benefit from this. But our call is that parents must really budget $53 to apply for a Zimbabwean passport. It is affordable. If you want your child to come say in April next year, yeah, please apply today for a Zimbabwean passport for your child so that you can travel with using a proper documentation.
Yeah,
ukucelayo kubazali ukuthi umzali kananga nguye oba neresponsibility yabantu abakhe. I-passport yeZimbabwe i-$53. Umuntu uzaplane ngoba ukuletha umntwana kuholiday akuso accident ngabe ngasoyisa yikuthi umntwana abuye la ezokholisa esikolo abe nabazali because umuntu ukuthi ahlele athathise umntwana i-passport kulesikhathi xa umntwana sokumele ukuthi abe nabazali umntwana abuye kuhle nge-passport abuye abuyele kuhle futhi nge-passport akumelanga ukuthi ngesomzana namuhla umntwana abetshayiswa i-double up.
Ye, kuzelela kunoko kwa malaicha kunoko kwa mafichane nchi?
Ogunye esu uchoye kuti abazali kabaigele ukuphathisa abantu kubo malaicha. Mpana njoka shana noko kwa kumbe shana nesini shana nesini shogo. Bajeta imani kutu mtu ana awe noko kwa kwa awe nesini shogo. Kulo kutata mtu ana uye patela kutu inkana kata imani kumalaicha. Kati imani uye patela umalaicha imani ea nela uuti ingene epasini. Ukoko mtu ana bangene epasini mbapu ya ngape kono.
Awonege Mapena asiyabongakulu. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Miss Diana Zimbotsana of the Zimbabwe Exiles Forum and Mr. Ngabuto Mapena of the Zimbabwe community in South Africa. Thanks also to our listeners and viewers who also joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk in the Diaspora Forum. Join us tomorrow. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. fortnight.
And I'm Tanuna Kawande. Until we get together again tomorrow, please take care and good night.